Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 to 6.
I saw heaven and earth new created, gone the first heaven, gone the first earth, gone the sea. I saw holy Jerusalem new created, descending resplendent out of heaven, as ready for God as a bride for her husband. I heard a voice thunder from the throne, "Look, look! God has moved into the neighborhood, making his home with men and women. They're his people, he's their God. He'll wipe every tear from their eyes. Death is gone for good. Tears gone, crying gone, pain gone, all the first order of things gone." The enthroned continued, "Look, I'm making everything new. Write it all down, each word dependable and accurate." Then he said, "It's happened. I'm A to Z. I'm the beginning. I'm the conclusion. From water of life well, I give freely to the thirsty. Conquerors inherit all this. I'll be God to them. They'll be sons and daughters to me."
Loving God, thank you for your word to us in the Bible. Thank you that it gives us a vision of something which you are doing and which we can be part of. Help us to understand more of that now. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay. In some of your chairs, there is hidden, not very well hidden, you'll be able to find them easily, some pictures of saints. And so if you have got one of those in the back of your chair, can you bring it up into this space now? That's a wonderful picture. Right, if you've got one. Can you stand sort of around here? Yeah, go, okay, come up here. Come up here and show it to the people sitting down. Brilliant. I'll come and stand over here. Fab. Brilliant. Yeah. There are some more. There are more. There's one more. Ah, I think it's over here in a seat where there is... Would someone like to come and hold my... Would you like to hold? No. Okay, that's fine. Someone like to come and hold. There we go. Brilliant. Fabulous. Thank you for that. Okay, so we're thinking about All Saints Day today, and we've collected some saints up from around the church. It might be that some of these saints are a little bit of a surprise to us. So, let's have a look. Can you tell me who you've got? St. James. James, the brother of Jesus. Of course he's a saint. Okay, can someone else tell me who they've got? Saint Teresa of Avila. Now, you might not have heard of her, but she is an ancient mystic Christian. So of course she's a saint. Now, there are some other pictures in here. Who have you got, Rosemary? Wonderful. She's looking very happy in that picture. Okay. What about you, Joanna? Do you know who you've got? Louise and Valmore, that's right. Clearly saints. And what about you, Pat? Christina with baby Teddy, who's not so little as that anymore, is he? He's about 6 months, is that right? Yeah, about that. Okay. So sometimes when we think of the word saint, we much more think of people who are in our ancient pictures there. I think you can sit down. I take your pictures with you. I'll collect them up later. Can we have the slide? Yes. So we think much more. So this is St. John, the apostle. And when we think of the word saint, we think much more of someone like this. Maybe that's such a beard. Or someone looking a bit holy, you know, like that. But actually, the Bible talks quite differently about what it means to be a saint. And our Bible text today, if we can have that up. Sorry, it's a little bit small because I had to get it all on there, on one slide. Our Bible text speaks a little bit differently about what it means to be a saint. There is this idea. I'm just a little bit worried that I can't find. About this idea of being a saint, excuse me, being about being in a relationship with God. So I was wondering if you can see, if your eyes can stretch that far enough, are there any words in there that, or sentences that you pick out which you think is about what it is like to be in a relationship with God? And if you were feeling brave, you could put your hand up and tell me which words you think. So I'm going to read it. I saw heaven and earth new created, gone the first heaven, gone the first earth, gone the sea. I saw holy Jerusalem new created, descending resplendent out of heaven, as ready for God as a bride for her husband. I heard a voice thunder from the throne. Look, look, God has moved into the neighborhood, making his home with men and women. They're his people. He's their God. He'll wipe every tear from their eyes. Death is gone for good. Tears gone, crying gone, pain gone. All the first order of things gone. The enthroned continued, look, I am making everything new. Write it down, each word dependable and accurate. Then he said, it's happened. I'm A to Z. I'm the beginning, I'm the conclusion. From water of life well, I give freely to the thirsty. Conquerors inherit all this. I'll be God to them. They'll be sons and daughters to me. Have you got any suggestions? Robert, did you put your hand up? Makes us home with us. Isn't that lovely? This sense of that relationship of God being about a family relationship, a loving relationship, a sort of, you know, covenantal relationship, we call it. That kind of relationship where you are loved before you have to do anything. It's not a contractual relationship where you have to do something before you get the reward. A covenant relationship where you are loved before anything. Yes. Any other words in there that are about relationship? The A to Z. Tell me more where you were going with that. That is brilliant. Something I hadn't quite spotted there. Yes. So God is at the beginning and the end of everything. So everything that we are is in God. Brilliant. Well done. Any other? Yeah, Barbara. Sons and daughters. It's that relationship again, that making his home, that sons and daughters. In the Hebrew part of the Bible, whenever God sort of says this, it's really strong language. It's, I will be, and he repeats it, and you will be this to me. You are my sons and daughters, and I am your God. But not in a sort of, not in a an oppressive or powerful way in that sense, but in that more relational way. Okay, can we have the next slide? So I picked up these sort of things. So that being in a relationship with God is about being a new creation. everything that has gone before is not absolutely got rid of, but there's a sort of recreation in that. The things that are good in you are being redeemed. And the things that need to go will go. You are a new creation. There's those words like bride and making his home and sons and daughters, those words of relationship. And then there's this idea that in that relationship with God, all things will be put right. Death will be gone, pain will be gone, tears and crying will be gone. When we're in a relationship with God, these are the things that we can look forward to. And some of them are things which we experience now, and some of them are things which we are moving towards. We are being made new. We are being made new. We will get to a point when God comes and moves into the neighborhood finally, where tears and pain and death and crying will be gone. And we are moving towards that world. And in the Bible, when it talks about being a saint, it talks about something which God is giving to you. And in being a saint, it's not just about the sort of, you know, Sunday Christian stuff. You know this. It is about being partners with God to create a world with God which is like this. It's about putting our money where our mouth is. If we say that this is what we believe about God, then we need to show it in who we are in the world. And so we are to work with God to create a world which is spoken of in this way. And it's not a world beyond this one. It is the world that this one is growing into. The world that this one is becoming. The kingdom of God is being built by us, those who have been invited to be saints in this place for the good of all. And so our world is becoming, but not quite yet, the place where God is going to finally come and be with us. And it will be a world, in a world where God is present like this, where those who are sick have access to medicine and healing. And we know that is not the case at the minute. Where those who are sad are befriended and valued, and in the end, where death will be no more when God does move into the neighborhood. So, when you go home today and you think about what does it mean for you to be one of these saints, one of these saints, think about the normality of what it means. The people who we think of as saints were just normal people who were invited into that relationship with God. What are you going to do? What is God calling you to do to make the world the place that it's meant to be, the place that it is becoming? The place where there's no more pain and no more sadness. What are you going to do to make the world more a place like this one that is described in Revelation? How are you going to be a saint?